RadioInfluence.com.
Happy New Year, food lovers. I am so excited that it is finally 2019. 2018 was a great year. I met so many wonderful people, including today's guest, Annie Dow of Annie Eats Florida. Welcome, Annie.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
Good, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I was actually thinking today when I first met you, and I know officially it was at an event I had a few months ago. So tell me, how long have you been an influencer in Tampa? Because I've been a fan of your page for several months now.
So with my Annie Eats page, it's fairly new. I started that late September just because I was always fond of photography and food photography. So I was like, you know, let's start building a repository for this. And then it just snowball effect to something really great. I started connecting with great people and just, you know, highlighting and showcasing my favorite place to eat around Tampa Bay, which was the ultimate goal too.
Right. There's so many things popping up all the time.
Right.
Your photography is definitely drool worthy. I look at your stuff and you've actually inspired me to go to a few different places, which are on my list. I had so many places to visit this past year and I just didn't make it. So hopefully the new year will bring me some new stuff.
Yeah.
So what was the day that you said, I want to become an influencer?
I don't think there is ever a specific day. I don't think anybody really goes in going, I want to be an influencer. I think everybody just goes, well, I have something to say and I have something to show. And it'd be cool if, you know, I could show it to a wide range of folks too, which is kind of what happened to me. I tell, you know, everybody I know every day, I was blissfully given that opportunity. But ultimately, I just find great places to eat, find great places to do it. I go, you know, more people should know about this. It should attract more, you know, attention or more audiences and more traffic and go through, too.
So do you remember your first Instagram post? I do on mine, so
yeah.
That's why I ask.
So I do have multiple pages, and they kind of create themselves in a sense. I know with Annie Eats, I had just a good amount of photos already stocked with my Yelp and with other opportunities. So I was just like, you know, I'm going to start building at least a baseline and then going public with it as well. So I remember with my very first few Annie Eats pages, I was like, these are a few of my favorite restaurants. And I'm going to put them up and then I'm going to slowly start blogging about them, writing about them. That's how it gained its traction too.
Well, you've done an incredible job for only about, what, four and a half months?
Yeah.
With your Annie Eats Florida page.
Yeah.
That's impressive. I mean, I know people that, you know, only have a couple hundred followers after a year. So, I mean, you've done a fantastic job.
Thank you so much.
What do you think has brought you your following? Do you think it's certain hashtags that you're using or just your photography?
I definitely think it's a combination and a culmination of everything, of the both. I couldn't think it on one thing as well. But like I said, I guess if you have things that you're proud of and it's worth sharing, definitely share it to the world, because then, you know, if it hits the right audience, it'll just take off from there as well.
And also, I'm sure you can agree with me, engagement is huge. Mm-hmm. And I know that I've had this discussion with other guests in the past about there are some people that they buy their followers. Mm-hmm. And I look at pages and I wonder, how does someone who has only been around for 2 months, have 5,000 followers and only 13 posts, which is obviously a signal right there.
Right.
Or a sign right there. But yeah, for example, I find that I thoroughly enjoy engaging with people.
Right.
I love having these online conversations with people, whether it's about a food dish that they're sharing or something with their family. And I've met so many friends, including you, mm-hmm. which is great.
Yeah, I was actually telling everybody that. It's like, well, how did you meet Tracy? And I was like, well, I think she met me. She picked me. But that you were one of my first like foodie friends that we connected online too. And I was just like telling my boyfriend because, you know, when I went on this journey, he was like, you know, he was kind of skeptical about it. He was like, so are you going to be taking photos of everything we're going to eat? You know, is this going to be an everything? And I was like, yeah, but let's take a chance. You know, so he's been very supportive. I'm like, you know, every single week I come home, whether it's an event or whether it's a new post that hits, and I'm like, well, look at this. And he was like, wow, that is exciting. And look at this new friend I met and all of that. So at first I would say all my friends and family were a little hesitant to, like, is this going to be a typical thing? But then now they see the outreach and all the friends and all that. And they're like, wow, this is a cool community as well.
It is. And the great thing about going out to eat with other influencers is that they all understand right. You have to pause and take pictures.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That drives my children absolutely crazy whenever uh-huh. we go out to eat, and other friends of mine, they're like, can't you just for once eat?
Yeah. And I definitely would say I would promote, well, of course, you know, go with the crowd of people that you're most comfortable with and that would encourage you. But it is definitely an amazing experience going out to eat with foodies, because, like, not only is everybody understanding and encouraging, you learn new tips and you get to kind of curate your and really work on and all of your experiences and all of that. So it's a great, great opportunity and great experience too.
Right. And I find that being around other influencers, I learn from them and we help each other, especially when we're trying to get the perfect photo. They always have my back, whether it comes to holding up a light for me or saying, why don't you try positioning the dish this way? And I'm so thankful for them because mm-hmm. they really help me grow and I learn every single day something new.
Absolutely.
So tell me a little bit about, if someone were to be coming to Tampa Bay, whether it's St. Pete, Tampa, Clearwater, mm-hmm. what are some places that you would tell them they must go to?
Well, Armature Works for sure. Sparkman's Wharf, absolutely. I love the whole food stall, you know, where you can come and everybody has an option to eat, whether you're vegan, whether you're a vegetarian, whether you're a meat eater. You can come and just enjoy. And those places are venues that I can make a whole day out of, too. That's one of my favorites. And versus going, all right, everybody, let's get in the car and go to Disney World, which I love. It's so much nice because this is in our backyard as well. Other places. So right now, recently this year, I moved to St. Pete. And I love it, the downtown St. Pete area, which is really blossoming and growing. And there's just a new spot every other month, I think. So I love taking people downtown. I have the great opportunity of working down there as well. So I like to go down there during my lunch breaks, during happy hours, coffee breaks as well. It's a great experience, too.
And you're living on the water right now.
Yes. Yeah. So
I'm such a lucky girl.
I definitely believe I'm blessed as well. But I actually have not. So I currently live in Treasure Island, Florida. But I haven't gotten to really explore most of those places just because Tampa Bay and St. Pete still has my heart and attention at the moment, too. So I like to go out, you know, where I live to escape, you know, and just kind of go, all right, this is where I'm laying out and this is where I'm just chilling for the day, too.
Yeah, I know. I see your pictures of your house and everything. And I'm jealous. I am jealous. Yes, definitely. My dream actually is to live by the water. I love it. I find it very peaceful. It's yeah. my way of relaxing.
No, I definitely would encourage everybody to do that because I've always wanted to live on the water. And I was like, well, I'll never have the money to do that. I'll never have this and this and this. And the opportunity arises, and I was just like, yes, I'll do it, you know. And doesn't really – I commute. It's about a half an hour commute. It's not bad at all. But just to come home to the sea, it's great, which I've kind of made – I'm a foodie through and through, so that means not only do I like food and going out to eat food, I like cooking food too. And I'm pretty sure you're one of those too, because I've seen you cook and all that, and it's great. So when I get home and when I'm by the water, I like to just stop everything and cook and all of that too. So that's one of the things I like to detach from that.
I find it very therapeutic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you have a bad day and you just start cooking in the kitchen and all of a sudden you're focused on what you're creating.
Right.
And you forget about all the stress of your day. And it's definitely my favorite way to end my stressful day is sitting down and eating a nice meal. But I haven't been cooking as much the last few months, which just because I've been so busy. But that's actually definitely one of my goals for the new year is to definitely get back in the kitchen and try several new recipes each week. I used to do it all the time, and I don't know, I think sometimes, especially me, I get so wrapped up in convenience, and there can be 5 events in 1 week. So you're going out to eat and it just becomes habitual, and then you stop cooking, and that's where the extra pounds come on.
Right, which is one of the things I've been trying to find balance, and it's my New Year's resolution as well, because I love food events and I love cooking, and then I also have a full-time job, so, you know, or full-time job in development. So there's such different spectrums of each other, it's hard to mesh the worlds together, if you know what I mean. Like, sometimes there would be a business client dinner, and then I'd be like, oh, there's an event, you know, and which one would you choose over the other? So right now I am at kind of a crossroads with the two different worlds. But, you know, everything leading up to it has been great because they've just worked. They've compromised for each other as well. And then with that, and whether cooking goes in the back burner, at least I'll know and I'll plan accordingly. Like, all right, if I know I have three events this week and two client dinners, let's make sure we have groceries for one night because I'm not going to eat out that night. I want to cook at home.
Definitely. Yeah, eating out is, it's fun and I enjoy it. But at the same time, it kind of can lead to some unhealthy habits. So, yeah, actually this year, one of my biggest goals is to really dine at places that focus on fresh quality ingredients and, you know, healthier options. And there are so many that we have here in Tampa. We're very lucky. There's a little place which I highly recommend that just opened in South Tampa, not too far from here. It's called Bull Market.
Ooh.
And they've got great little stuff. You go in there, they've got different, you know, like cauliflower, veggies, meats. You can make your own bowls. They have all local products. It's really nice.
Awesome.
So definitely recommend stopping by.
Is there like a salad bar like feature as well?
They have a couple things they can do similar to that, but you kind of, it's very small. So I only went one time. They have lots of fantastic soups, all kinds of fresh produce that you can get. They actually, it used to be a produce market.
Ah.
So definitely, I'm going to go back and explore a little
bit
more.
Yeah, that reminds me. So typically when I go to the gym, I go to the one by Tyrone. I don't know the folks who live down in the St. Pete area, mm-hmm. but it's Lucky's Market. I'm pretty sure a lot of folks.
Yes, I have actually, I've never been there, but I need to go.
We'll go together.
I will go with you.
That's typically where I do most of my grocery shopping now. And then there's a large salad bar, hot bar, things like that. So I'll eat because you never shop on an empty stomach. But I'll go after the gym.
That's a good time to do it. Otherwise, you fill up your cart with things you don't necessarily
need.
But they're actually over by Medici Pizza.
Mm.
I love their
gotta go
spot.
There too.
Definitely check it out.
I need to hit you up for more pizza places too. I usually find myself fond to one place and then kind of just go, all right, well, this is my go-to spot.
Right. I'm actually planning a very fun pizza-themed event for the year, so I'll keep you in the loop on that.
Oh, for sure.
So tell me, you and I have a lot of friends in common, but who are some of your favorite Tampa Bay influencers that have really kind of led you down this delicious food path of life?
Yeah, so I've gotten the great opportunity to meet Stephanie from Follow Pink Mustang.
Love Stephanie.
Friends like Tampa-ish. Her name is Yish, too. So she's a great influencer and you know, friend as well. Outside of that, many events I've gone to, it's very high in buys. People that I definitely look up to would be, excuse me if I say her name wrong, Eugenia.
Eugenia. Yeah, no, that's okay. She's great.
And travel with Noelle and other friends within this space as well. I'm trying to kind of get more fond and familiar with friends. Eating with Christina, I know she's based in Orlando and other places like that. But friends like that and connecting more as well.
There's so many other influencers throughout the state of Florida that I have connected with. And that's another one of my goals for the new year is to take some maybe day trips and go to some other cities around the state that aren't too far away and try to meet up with some people. So I'll definitely keep you in the loop on that.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you.
So I have to ask you this because I ask everybody and it's a hard question. But if you had to pick one dish from 2018, something that you ate, I mean, anything in Tampa, whether it's dessert or an entree or a cocktail, what is one thing that really left an impression on you? And I don't think I can answer that myself because it's a hard question. But
yeah. So.
And if you can't think of it right now, it's okay. But it's just.
I am a big fan of Cuban sandwiches or any sandwiches that are pressed. And I remember going to Hemingway's at Armature Works going, okay, well, I just want something quick to eat, a quick bite. And I found the El Ultimo sandwich at Hemingway's. And I was just like, okay, it's a steak, you know, sandwich. Cool. But it absolutely blew me away in that with the sides as well. That had to be one of my favorite sandwiches of 2018. And it was just such a surprising, you know, dish that I loved as well. But that just was the first one that came to mind. I'm pretty sure there's so many, but, you know, when you ask that question, what sticks out, it would be that sandwich.
I know. It's always a hard, people ask me that all the time, and I do eat out a lot, as you can tell from my Instagram feed. But one place that I have to say, and I am a little bit biased because they've become like family to me, but Paul's Chicago Pizza. Their pizza, it rocks my world. And every time I go in there, it's not just about the food, it's about the experience. And I feel like I'm at home. And it's such a great place to go. And whether you just want to sit at their bar and enjoy what's on TV or just, you know, sit with friends and family at the table. So
that's on the other side of the bridge too, right?
Right. They actually have one in Clearwater and then one on 4th Street in St. Pete. So
we've got to hit up that.
Definitely.
Yeah. And I've got to, you know, just because that's been on my list. And of course, as a foodie, fellow foodie, you know, the list just goes on and on and on.
It does. It never ends.
But they'll definitely be moving up on my list this upcoming year too.
Very good. Well, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. It was such a pleasure to have you.
Absolutely.
I'm very proud of what you're doing. And
no, thank
I
you
really
so much.
Enjoy seeing everything that you're putting out there on Instagram and on social media. And well, real before we end, I wanted to see what your other pages are. So if people want to follow you, how can they find you?
Yeah. So I do have a main page. It's going to be my full name, Annie, A-N-N-I-E-E, two E's, D-A-O, Annie Dow. And that's more of a lifestyle, really just a Annie page. Before, and you can kind of see that was a more cooking with Annie. I'm a big cook. So, you know, I kind of changed direction from that. And then I was like, all right, well, to make this one a lifestyle, I'll have to make another food page. So that's what really blossomed through, like Annie Eats FL.
Annie Eats Florida. Yeah. Yeah. It's a perfect name. It's very catchy. Mm-hmm. It makes me always want to go see where she's eating next. Well, thank you everyone for listening to Forking Around Town. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review my podcast on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, Google Play, and don't forget that a new episode comes out every Tuesday on RadioInfluence.com. Happy New Year.
This is a Jim Fannin Show Quick Fix on Radio Influence.
You know, as we get ready to prepare for our blueprint for the greatest year ever, and that's coming in just a few days, you need to look back and do a major score check for the year. Were you disciplined? Were you committed to the tasks and the routines and the goals that were going to lead to some vision in every one of your arenas? How was your discipline level during the year? And if it fell off in June or if it fell off in August, and what was that big score breaker that took you out of the zone? Was it external or was it internal in terms of your thoughts? And maybe your expectations were too high. Maybe they were too low. How was your self-discipline during the year? And what did you learn about your self-discipline? Do you see any patterns that maybe you had where, yeah, I can focus for 10 days and then, you know, I'm unfocused for 20? You know, what is that discipline pattern and what are those fluctuations? And more importantly, why do they happen and can they be prevented?
The Jim Fannin Show can be found on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, Google Play, and RadioInfluence.com.